That's it. Pull your mic round. That's it. Go on. See, you're getting a regular. You're becoming a regular now, aren't you?
I know the score.
It's 9:10. So, two songs you've just heard. The number 10 in this particular month and year was Viola Wills, I'm Going to Get Along Without You Now. And you've just heard B.A. Robertson knocked it off at number 9. Number 8, Barbara Streisand and Donna Summer, No More Tears. That's on the way next. But what's the month and year? That's what I want to know. So, girls, you're from St. Francis Hospice, aren't you?
Hello. We are indeed, yes.
Oh, yeah. See. I know. Although you knocked at the door and I went, what? Because it was a sunlight behind you. I'm going...
Angels appeared.
I think you forgot that we were coming today, actually.
Well, it did slip my mind a little bit, but I'm going, what's... I see people peering through the window. I'm going, that's like a goldfish. Oh, no, a goldfish feels now. Now, St Francis Hospice are one of the sponsors of Phoenix FM, and you're here to sit and talk about some of the things that have been going on and will be going on. Mm-hmm. So what I want to talk to you first of all about is the Christmas tree thing.
Yes.
You were collecting Christmas trees for a donation, weren't you?
Yeah, the last time we was here, we was promoting the tree collection.
Yeah, fantastic idea, I've got to tell you.
And actually, it surpassed our expectations.
Really?
Yes, we was hoping to at least double our numbers, if not quadruple. And we actually managed to pick up 1,246
trees. Wow!
Yeah, and raised over £10,000.
Wow, that's
hospice.
Amazing.
Yeah, so thank you, everybody, that participated. It was a fantastic couple of days.
It was amazing.
Yes.
I was pulling pine needles out of my shoes. But it was
they get everywhere, don't they? Yeah.
I think I actually... they're in the hospice van still as well, aren't they?
Little trail of pine needles everywhere.
You can't get a shot of them, no matter how much you hoover. There's always one that sticks in your foot.
Yeah, and we had some fantastic volunteers that helped us over the weekend to pick the trees up. So thank you so much to everybody that participated in the collections as well.
That's fantastic. It really was such a clever idea. It's untrue. Because, I mean, people don't mind donating, but they almost... Nowadays, they almost have to have a reason to donate.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, and I would agree. And it's very simple. It helps people because it really can be a pain, can't it, when you're trying to get rid of your real tree.
Yeah.
So we're offering that service with a donation. So it's a win-win all round, really.
That's a fantastic... Because you have to collect something like £7 million a year, isn't it, or something?
Voluntary donations.
It's a lot of money.
It's a huge amount of money. It is, and that's why we heavily... not heavily, but we do need the support of everybody in our catchment. Yeah. So important.
You do such fantastic work at the hospice. You really, really do. Now, Liberty, you're going to talk about this morning the Little Orange Quiz. Is that right?
Little Orange Quiz, yes. Very exciting.
It's not, although it's not so little, is it?
It's not, really. the last few years, we've had a big orange quiz every year in March. And... it's a big quiz that's held in the...
We've had it at the Brentwood Centre in the past.
And, you know, lots of teams and, you know, lots of questions. It's a really good night. But this year we have decided to take a year off of doing a big orange quiz. And instead we're doing a little orange quiz, which is a quiz pack that you can download from our website. It's not on there yet, but it will be in March, www.sfh.org.uk.
Yep.
And it's a little orange quiz, a quiz pack that you can do yourself, you do with friends, take to a club, take to your pub. And we're kind of encouraging you to hold your own little quiz and maybe do a raffle, raise some money, or... We like the idea of charging for an answer to raise a bit of money for St Francis Hospice.
All goes for a very worthwhile cause.
Yeah.
Do you actually charge for the quizzes?
No, the quiz is actually free. It's a free downloadable pack. So there's, you know, if you don't want to support local people, you don't have to. But obviously, we really encourage, you know, donations and... for you to create your own little fundraising event.
It would be nice for them people. If anyone's going to download it, it would be nice just for you to give, even just a couple of pounds. It all goes to make everything so...
And it's a fun evening as well. It could be in a pub, it could be in a local hall, it could be in your own home if you wanted to. Hmm. We're just asking people
family
to...
Competition.
Yeah, family competition. It's always very competitive, isn't it, if it's family. But
we think we're going to do a staff one as well.
Yeah, we are going to try and get everybody involved at the hospital. hospice and you're doing one.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, but primarily it's to support the hospice, but also it will be a fun evening for you. And our team at the hospice are there to support you. So if there's any questions or you've got some ideas, because we, you know, we're not always the best with ideas. So if someone thinks, well, yeah, we could do that and we could do some extra fundraising, then please give us a call. It would be great to hear from everybody.
Yeah, it would be nice. It'd be nice. So someone's just to donate, even just £5. If you're going to have a great night and someone's going to supply the quiz, you've got to give some money for it, really.
There are so many ways with the quiz night that you can raise money. Obviously, you can charge ticket sales, you can do a raffle, or you can charge for an answer, you can do a joke around. There's so many ways that you can raise a few pennies for,
fantastic.
For a good cause.
Now, you're talking about ways to raise a few pennies. You're doing an open gardens. I know we're going off subject now. We're doing open garden things recently.
Yes, yeah. Open gardens is a fantastic idea for anybody in the community that loves their garden. Whether your garden is small, whether it's big, we're asking people to host your own open gardens. Invite friends, family, even the general public. There's lots of different ways that you can help to fundraise. It could be charging entrance, it could be making some cakes and teas and coffees, but again, it's something that we're asking people to do, and we would support everybody with that. But if you're not interested in hosting your own, then we have got already some fantastic supporters that are actually committed to doing that this year. So pop along to one of the people that are hosting a open gardens. We'll be advertising all the dates on our website, so anybody that's interested, please have a look on the website www.sfh.org.uk, or of course ring the team fundraising at the hospice.
How long have you been doing the open garden? I know it's just bringing it on you. Do you remember?
We've never had it as a campaign, but we have got some lovely, fantastic supporters. In particular, we've got one supporter that lives in Stondham Massey that's been doing it for about 20 years and has raised over £52,000 for
us. Wow.
Which is absolutely phenomenal. And again, we'll be supporting them with advertising their date of when they'll be hosting it. It's normally the last weekend in June. But again, we're not holding people to dates. It's when it's convenient for them. And again, if they want support, we can supply hampers, raffle prizes, if it's an idea that they'd like to go ahead with it. But again, I want to reiterate, it doesn't matter how big your garden is, even if it's a little box.
I've seen some amazing gardens.
Absolutely.
I saw some of the pictures of one of the last ones.
It doesn't have to be a big, huge garden.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of our supporters have got, you know, really passionate about their gardens. Yeah. So why not showcase it and raise some much needed funds for the hospice?
This is one of those things where you think, I've done nice. I've got a lovely little garden there. My garden. Rubbish.
Mine too. I managed to kill everything.
Yeah, I know, I'm the same. But some people, lovely, that's lovely. Then they see the picture of someone else's garden, they go, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Some people go right over, and it's really nice to show it off if you've got something so good.
And people, are so passionate about their garden.
Yeah, of course.
And if you're not an individual, if you're a group, we have allotment societies, we have horticultural societies, as a group, or if there's a village and you all want to get together and open your gardens, we're there to support you, so we'd be really interested in everybody's ideas.
Fantastic. So they're all the ideas are on the website.
They will be very soon.
Okay.
In the next month.
Out.
Yeah, keep an eye out.
I'll put a link underneath the interview.
But
on the website.
Course, if you're chomping at the bit and you'd like some ideas or you'd like to speak to us, please do that straight away. There's a team there that will answer all your questions.
Fantastic. All the telephone numbers and everything are on the website. www.sfh.org.uk. Girls, lovely to speak to you again.
And it's a pleasure to be here. And thank you very much, everyone.
Come and see us again next month, won't you?
We will.